When I came to Congress, I went to investigate the Committee of Naval Affairs. And I spent my time investigating waste for 12 years. And the Elk Hill contract in California, I thought, and rewrite what you did and save the Elk Hill. Or I've done the Air Force installation in Texas where they throw a lot of money away at Carson Field, but that was the general picture all through the Korean War and everything. Yes?
Senator Humphrey on 2190.
Gilbert?
Foreign aid today.
Well, we didn't make much progress. We beat back one amendment, though, that they, the $50 million cut. We passed the Legislative Appropriation Conference report, Mr. President.
Good.
And I made them do it. They weren't going to bring it up, and I told Mike and Carl and all of them, I said, the President wants this, and let's bring it up, and we'll fight it out. And we had to change 25 votes. And by God, we beat him by one vote.
I'll be damned. Well, that's congratulations.
Well, I'm glad we got it done. And now we've been working on that agricultural appropriation.
Oh.
And I thought I'd just mention it to you. I've touched bases. Orville's been over here.
Yep.
And I've talked to Jimmy Whitten and Jamie Whitten and to Dick Russell and to Milt Young and to Holland. I really believe that this thing can be jarred loose. Dick is very, very considerate. In fact, he's much more mellow than he has any right to be under the circumstances. And he's perfectly willing to give up all of his projects here, the peanut laboratory and the utilization money, if Jamie Whitten will give up a couple of their unbudgeted items. And I don't have much influence, though, Jamie, but I thought maybe that if you'd just touch up the speaker once more, or call those two in, that this could be done tomorrow, and we'd have that cleaned out of here. We'll have every appropriation bill done.
I'll do that.
I think we can do it.
Now, what shape are we in foreign aid?
We're going to be...
You got a time limitation on it,
we've got a time limitation, and the big problem is going to be this month amendment.
Well.
Now, I talked with Johnny Pastore tonight, and he feels that we need a letter from you, sir, asking that this not be included and that it be rejected.
I'd be glad to give a letter.
And I think you should do so.
We ought to be writing foreign policy and appropriation bills.
That's correct. And, you know, the Senate did reject this or tabled it once before. Now, the idea that they're bringing up, of course, is that this applies only to Russia, but of course it doesn't. The truth is that this prevents us, the Russians don't need any credit. This prevents us from doing business with any of these little satellites that may want to break away.
Let me give you George Bundy, and you tell him what you want, and I'll get it first thing in the morning.
Say, one other thing I want to tell you. The Cultural Center bill passed the Senate tonight.
Good. Well, you're cooking on gas, looks like.
And I think we could get the House to pass it there. They got a rule that said they wouldn't take it up until after January.
Well, he made a deal, I imagine, with Smith on that, and we have to kind of watch let McCormick lead there, because he's got his
problems. But it'd be such a nice thing if we could get that out of the way.
Well, I'll see you on that in the morning.
All right.
Let me give you Mac George Bundy now. And you think that Tweed Amendment's the only thing that's going to bother you?
Yes, I think that's the only one that'll really bother us. And we'll talk to Dick Russell and Jamie.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't do anything with Jamie, but I can do talk to Russell, and you've already talked to him.
Yes, but I think the speaker
I'll talk to McCormick.
Yeah, speaker
okay.
might be able
to. I'll talk to McCormick.
Yeah.
Right. Wait just a minute. Give Senator Humphrey, Mac George Bundy, and if he's on his way home, call him in the car, call him at home, get him together for me.
Will I surely will,
he's
Mr.
on
President.
His line.
That was a good speech, Mr. President. The UN.
Thank you, my friend.
Terrific.
Thank you very much. I hope somebody put in a record.
I did. Listen. How'd you like? We got Tom Manuel taken care of up here.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I wish you'd mark that record. My outfit's not that efficient these days.
I'll have it down to you tomorrow morning.
Thank you, my friend.
We got everybody touch base from every kind of party.
Watch his press conference today. You may want to use that.
All right.
Because I touched him up a good deal on that today.
Very good.
Thank you.
You bet.
Operator?
Shall I take it now, Mr.
Yes, please.
All right.